Could you kindly talk about some obstacles in your practice and how you overcame them as a way to encourage us? A lot of my obstacles, difficulties, I think around doubt, confusion, fear, those were the more major things that I kept sort of bumping up against all the time. Working with the aspects I've always found a tremendous benefit coming from that mindfulness of the body, really coming back, grounding and sustaining attention, clarity, mindfulness in the body, mostly to gain a clarity and stability of mind that could then see those habits and wear them down, wear them out, so that. The degree to which sort of kind of greed and aversion play themselves out or more around the kind of delusion aspects of the mind, and so that really focusing on how because the nature of delusion is that it doesn't know, so that its only counter is to really establish that quality of knowing more steady, more clearly, and more consistently. And so that's what I found. Mindfulness of the body extremely helpful in being able to counter those habits and tendencies.